Welcome to the Museo de los Dinosaurios de Salas de los Infantes, part of the Land of Dinosaurs route, which includes the track sites of the southeastern province of Burgos. In addition to the museum and its specialized section about Costalomo track site, you can also visit La Cerea 7 at Quintanilla de las Viñas, La Pedraja at Membrillas de Lara, and El Frontal at Recumiel de la Sierra. Currently, the track site is not open to visitors in order to guarantee its preservation. This section dedicated to the interpretation and publication of the information found in the Costalomo track site counts with a scale model of the site and an actual size replica of one of the tracks. Several species form the ecological range of Costalomo. Among them we find ornithopods, which are phytophagous, that is, vegetation-eating dinosaurs about 12 meters long, sauropods, which are also phytophagous but much bigger and with long neck and tail, and theropods, both avian and non-avian, which are the two-legged carnivorous predators that would end up evolving to the contemporary birds. In that last group, there is a particularly remarkable footprint of a big-sized theropod, being the print 75 centimeters long, which would make its producer about 15 meters long, thus receiving the nickname Attila. Costalomo has 239 tracks of the Lower Cretaceous, 125 million years ago, but what makes it special are the footprints, because they are not the marks left on the ground by the dinosaurs, but instead three-dimensional molds of the dinosaur feet, and there are no other known cases of this phenomenon in the world. In order to understand the formation process of these irreplaceable tracks, we must take into account the environment and ecosystem of that area during the Lower Cretaceous. At that time, Costalomo was on a subtropical climate area, with a vegetation formed by coniferous forest, benetital, that is, pseudo-palm trees similar to cycads, and ferns, growing both in the rivers and trees, all of that crossed by a mighty river that overflowed several times per year. It is because of this fluvial environment with numerous overflowing and sedimentary contribution that gave the exceptional conditions to produce such singular tracks. The dinosaur, while walking through the mud that covered the riverbed, would get its feet buried on said mud, leaving an empty space when lifting the foot. The sedimentary contribution would quickly fill that empty spaces with sand and other sedimentary materials fast enough for the mud not to collapse, further strengthening the cast and the filling with the pass of time and getting covered by new strata. Nowadays, erosion and geological changes have brought to light tracks, now fossilized, allowing us to know to the detail the shape of the feet of this great saurian.